I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's government is only providing 1 or 2 hours of electricity each day. Those who can afford it pay private groups who run generators. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says,
a lot of people are switching to solar. A lot of people are adding solar panels, and you just see them all over the place. Because really, when the government doesn't provide you with, you know, the basic needs, you have to just figure out how to be your own government. You have to figure out how to make your own system. So I personally was able to put, you know, solar panels on our roof, put in a backup battery in our building.
Some people have sold their cars, family valuables, or even land in order to buy solar panels. The solar panels work well in Lebanon, which receives sunlight about 300 days of the year. Abandoned by the government, many Lebanese are drawn to Jesus. Pray the local church would be strengthened. And it's election season in the U.S., and that means a lot of focus on the southern border with Mexico. But if you look closer, you'll see a different side of the story. E3 Partners has worked in the city of Reynosa, directly across the border from Hidalgo, Texas, since May of last year. Claudia Adame, the EVP of Hispanic Global Mission, says,
what we do is demonstrate God's love by listening to the stories, interacting with the kids as far as puppet shows or singing or something that kind of gives them and their parents a respite from their journey, from the experience at the camp.
E3 Partners works with several local churches, sharing God's love and word in action. You can help. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.